This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Lawrence and the Machine on Joy 94.9. And we're at Princes Hill Secondary College. Hey kids, how you going? And I think they're going a little bit crazy because I've got a woman next to me who needs no introduction whatsoever. Miss Ruby Rose, let's hear it for her.
This is amazing, sitting here outside on a beautiful day and there's just like hundreds of gorgeous school students from Princes Hill, all the smiley faces. I think someone lied to them and told them Justin Bieber was coming, but you know, it's cool.
They don't care. Now, tell us, why are you here today?
I'm here today working. Basically, meeting kids
working.
And well, it's not really working. I don't know why I said that. It's like I got offered the opportunity to come down and speak to some of the students here and just show how proud I am of a school like Princes Hill taking on such a great way of just a lifestyle here where people are accepted and supported and celebrated for who they are.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I wanted to get down here and meet everybody.
It's a little bit different to, you know, what perhaps both of us would have gone through when we were in school, right?
Yeah, very different. It's, you know, in fact, I was sitting in the library before with quite a few different students and they were opening up about their stories, you know, and to be able to meet these students that either, you know, have gay parents or are gay or have a gay friend, you know, and just sitting there so openly expressing what their situation was and supporting each other. We had a group hug at one point, which was very lovely.
Beautiful.
And to know that when I was in school that that just wasn't a possibility, you know. Well, it's phenomenal.
Because a lot of people are familiar with this, with your story, and I've read so much, you know, everyone's read so much about you, but one of the things I read that was most hit to me was the feature in a Melbourne magazine in The Age a couple of years ago, and it talked about, you know, how, where you came from and your school, you know, your school background, and I read it again last night, and I actually started crying.
Oh, Flex!
I know. It's okay. I'm okay now.
But you need a hug. Today's the day of hugs.
We'll group hug later.
Okay.
But just for... You've become such an inspiration for young gay and lesbian people, and to have that on your shoulders must be a bit of weight.
Not really. I mean, it's funny that you say that I've become an inspiration to these people when they're my inspiration.
Yeah.
So it's, I couldn't do the job that I'm doing if it wasn't for these people, you know what I mean? And I am so blessed to have the most amazing fans and people that support me. And when I make decisions, when I say things and when I do things, they've always got my back, you know? And I couldn't do it without them. They're like my best friends and I haven't even met half of them.
Well, no, that's the thing because because you went so through much, you know, there was hospitalization and bullying and physical abuse and, you know, you had to move schools and, you know, move on from that, but it was awful. And do you think that that kind of gave you the strength to, you know, be a kind of public figure celebrity now?
Absolutely. And I was saying this before to the students that joined me in the library that I almost thank, or, you know, I have no regrets for what I've been through in my life, because had I not been through all those traumatizing and challenging times, I wouldn't have become so aware of who I was as a person. I spent a lot of time alone during school, and a lot of time alone in the library, evidently, which is where I just revisited, and worked on myself and worked out what I enjoyed and what I wanted to do and how I could make myself better, you know, and having that time to do that and not spending my time putting other people down and wasting my time doing that meant that I was strong and determined and passionate to prove them wrong, I guess. Yeah. You know, so I should almost thank them for where I am today.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Is, I suppose the best kind of revenge on them, and I think you've said this before, is success, right?
Yeah, my mum used to say that to me all the time, bless her. She didn't say much, but she always said, success is the best form of revenge, you know, and that I've held that true to me to this day, and it is. It absolutely is.
And you stuck it to them at the, you know, last year's Astro
Awards? At the Astros, yeah. I did indeed. It was quite funny. I was so nervous winning the Astro Award. I'd only been doing my job for a year. Mm. And Antonia Kidman had won it like 10 years in a row. And I was like, I'm not going to win. So I hadn't had a speech prepared. And when I won, I kind of finished off by going, and to all the girls that bullied me in school, where are you now? And it was just an off-the-cuff comment that came out of God knows where in my, you know, sort of subconscious. And it became this huge thing. And I'm so glad that I said it, because it was like this big weight lifted off my shoulders to say it. And, you know, lo and behold, all these girls come out of the woodworks sort of, you know, apologising or wanting to be BFFs. And
adding you on Facebook. So I've got enough
friends. That's right, adding you on Facebook. I was saying that before. But, and as I said, one important thing to know, especially when it comes to the youth of today, is that there are some people I've forgiven for that period of time because they too were only 12, 13, 14, 15, uneducated, you know, not knowing about it, maybe coming from a particular religious background or their parents, you know, didn't approve. So they didn't know any better either.
Yeah.
Those people I forgive and you let go of. You can't sit there hating people your whole life.
Well, no, there's no use like holding a grudge for forever and ever, because at the end of the day, you know, hopefully they've changed as well. And even though...
And I'm sure they have. I'm absolutely sure they have. You know, some of them won't.
Yeah.
But that's what you have to do in your life. We all make mistakes that we... You know, we'll make decisions that we regret or make mistakes, and if you move on from that, then you can have a great, fulfilling life.
Yeah.
If you don't, and you keep making the same mistakes, you're going to have the same life.
So, no doubt there's kids going through, maybe, hopefully, not nowhere near as bad as what you went through, but going through that today. What was your inspiration when you were going through, you know, bullying? What was your inspiration? What can you tell the kids, the youth today, to keep them from going, and what kept you going?
Youth of today, listen up. This is a public service announcement. just saying that to buy some time so that what I say is very profound. But I guess what's important is knowing that, especially if you're in school, that when you're in school, high school feels like it is the only world that exists. And those walls that you sit in every single day from that 9 to 3:30 feel like the whole world.
Yeah.
But after school, there is an entire world out there. There are different countries. There are different languages. There are different people. And if you can just get through school and you can be strong and you can believe in yourself, once you finish school, the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a weird saying that I've never understood, but I'm saying it now. It is your oyster, okay? Whatever that means.
You've said before that your life didn't really start until you left school anyway. So.
That's right, and I knew that. I would say it in year 10 to people. I would be like, you watch, when I finish school, my life will begin. And a lot of people would look back on their high school years as being their best years. You know, everyone always goes, those were the days, those high school days, if I could go back to them. I'm the opposite.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so am I.
Get me as far away from high school as except Princess Hill today, of course.
Of course. We love Princess Hill.
We love Princess Hill. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, school is 6 years of your life. Well, high school is 6 years. School is 12 years. You know, you live a lot longer than that, you know, God willing, and you can live till you're 105.
Yeah.
So the majority of your life will be outside of school. And the person you are in school will help you set up for when you leave school. So if you are a bully in school, and if you are mean to people, and if you feel better about yourself when you put other people down, when you get into the real world, you probably won't have very much. But if you spend your life in school getting to know people and being open-minded and learning from other individuals, whatever their story is, when you get ready for the real world, you'll be so open to every experience that you'll become a major superstar, like me.
There you go.
Kidding.
What?
All these kids are looking at me like,
write that one down.
Oh my God, I don't like her anymore.
What I do love most about you, though, is that you're always kind of true to yourself and you always speak your mind. Whether, you know, people like it or not.
Yes.
But that can sometimes get you into trouble, can't it?
No, you're talking about... Who are you talking about?
nothing in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Being true to yourself is a very important part of this, right?
It is. It absolutely is. And as you said...
Where I was going. I was
when you are...
Trouble.
You're not going to bring up a certain prime minister. Right. Look, that is very true. You know, when you are outspoken and you're true to yourself, you can get yourself in trouble. But I have... When you're in the spotlight, when you're in the media, it's, you know, obviously that's heightened. And I learn from those mistakes,
yeah.
You know, and I still want to be true to myself and I still want to be outspoken and I always want to speak the truth. But at the same time, I've got to learn that Twitter is not always good. And you don't really need to take on the Prime Minister of Australia because, you know, it's not necessary.
It's not going to work.
Sometimes it just doesn't work like that.
But it is important to have people like you who are out and proud and have a voice and, you know, we should see more of you, right? Like, more people like you.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that for me, because it's a learning thing that I'm going through, and I've only been doing this for 3 years, and it happened really quickly. For me, it's about learning. So I know that if I want to take on, for instance, gay rights and gay marriage, I don't need to Twitter about it and blame somebody for it or take on someone like Julia and make them, you know, say all these things. It was great bringing attention to it. But what I will marry you because you're in high school.
Little bit wrong.
And we can't get married yet in this country. But what I need to do is be constructive with these things, you know. So, for instance, I'm going to go to the gay rally march on Saturday. And it's about that sort of thing. It's about creating awareness and doing it in a responsible, mature way and not just reacting from emotion, which is what I did that day, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, you say what you say. And as long as you are true to believing it, then I suppose, you know, you can't really go wrong, can you?
That's right, but if I was going to speak about gay rights, well, I was going to do it again, I would have worded it slightly different. I think what I really wanted to say that day and what I will use right now to say is that with the whole gay marriage thing, it doesn't affect me because I want to go and get married right now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a girlfriend, just so you know. So call Joy FM. What it means to me is that it's for the youth. It's about the youth. And when the kids that are growing up in school feel like, you know, if they have gay parents, they can't get married. Or when they grow up, the girlfriend that they love, they can't get married in this country. I worry that that's going to suppress them or make them feel isolated or not heard in this country. And so I feel like by eliminating those things that make people feel like being gay and being straight are different will help with things like depression and mental health, which, you know, really stems from when you're in high school.
Because it's really awful kind of statistics for youth right now, isn't it?
That's right. And I've been working with an amazing company called Headspace, who I have so much respect for, and they opened up my eyes telling me that the highest cause of death in men under 24 is suicide, you know, and it's the second highest in men over 24. And if you're gay or bisexual, that's four times as much.
It's really awful.
So it's like, if those are the statistics we need to work on, how can we make us all feel as equal and as the same as everybody else and normal, for lack of a better word? And that is by eliminating things that make people feel like we're different or make us feel like we're different.
That's right.
I.e. gay marriage.
Well, we can only move forward, let's hope.
Well, don't speak too soon. But yes, one would hope we can only move forward together. Together?
Together, we're all going to move.
Yay, together.
Ruby, thank you so much for dropping in today.
No problem.
And I'm sure you've given these kids a lot of like love and life over the last few hours. And
I hope
Hopefully put out a great message that, you know, we can make this world a better place.
As corny as it sounds. It does sound corny, but when you have those big, beautiful blue eyes that you have, I believe you.
Oh, I should use that more often. Ruby Rose, thank you so much for joining us here at Princess Hill Secondary School. You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's James Finlay here, hosting a special outside broadcast. And this is Group Amada, featuring Will Young.
Hey!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.